One thing that's going to have to come up is the one guiding principle that we need, and we're going to need input from this group sometime relatively soon, not immediately, is a map. We thought that that is something that's been missing from one of the open houses that was present another, so that everyone's told, go to this place, and this is the start of the tour, and until then, they won't know what's going on, but we'll have some kind of a map that will say, if you go to this room, you're going to see these projects, and these are the people who are in charge, and we can discuss what the content of that kind of a map would be. But I think that's the one thing, because I sort of like, I go through a room, it's like, where do I go now? We all know exactly where our spaces are, but people who are coming from across the street or downstairs or something won't know where we consider our labs to be.
Also, just having kind of orientation room, place that people start, and we can advertise that in the posters or the emails that we send out, run, and we can put food and a info sheet, information sheet that says the rooms that we have the demos and, you know, what project or what program is being demoed at that room, and kind of a contact person for that project. And so everybody come to that room and grab one sheet, and there they know where to go.
And I think it's important that that, maybe we should have little things on our badges or something that flag us as the responsible person for it. I walk up to a lot of things where I didn't know who to talk with about it. Maybe I came a little late and they felt that all the really interested people had already been there. I don't know.
Or maybe we can ask all the staff of one project to be around the posters or the, you know, the station of that project is being demoed. At least one person or two persons should be there at all the time. So as soon as somebody approaches that poster or that station, he or she can start explaining.
I think I like the badge idea. I think that's a good idea too. So if you have a whole bunch of people floating around, you don't know who's staff and who's visiting. And
they're all just people I don't know.
Yeah.
But you can also put outside of each lab area that has demos a big poster, not a real big one, but saying what the name of the room is, what the name of the lab is, what demos or posters are in that room, and the people that are there to help you do whatever you want. So when they're walking down the hall, if they don't have their map or they lost their map or something, they see something and then they can go in because they know where the stuff is.
Right.
Yeah, actually, I can almost see the map as being like a sheet of paper with short abstracts about each of the projects, you know, who the contacts are, in a couple of sentences what the project is about, where it's located.
Right.
Post that on the door of each of the rooms and highlight the one that's in that room.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Good idea.
If you want multiple people from each group doing these things and multiple posters and demos, which is what I understood, I don't see how that can all happen within one lab.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be chaos.
Okay.
So how would you... Well, so when I first heard about this, which was yesterday, I had assumed that we would be sort of doing a demo and maybe one poster in our lab, but the other ones would have to spill out into the hallway or into office.
That's perfectly reasonable, too.
Okay.
I think that we probably want to use the wall space around the focal lab, so related things, but that could be put on the map and say, I don't know, you could even draw a picture. Here's the wall here, and you're going to see this thing. Here's the wall here, and you see this. But I would like to have people standing next to those things. There's nothing worse than going to a conference and you actually get yourself up to go to the poster session. And then you just sort of walk around and read posters. I can do that. But the interesting thing is being there and having to give and take with the person that's actually responsible for the work. I found that as a very super junior person the most interesting kind of thing, because you get a lot of feedback and people will be willing to talk down to it. Whenever you program this, you can do it this way instead of these big global ideas about where your project goes. But if you want to talk about that, you can get so much out of the poster kind of session. So these are the programs.
For the smart space, I believe that most of the things that we can demo at smart space are here in the meeting room too, right?
Vince hasn't actually run any demos in here, but I suppose it's possible.
The demo is using the microarray for running the speech recognizer. So except that, anything else, the smart flow can be a poster demo around here, and the microarray can be a smart flow. observe him. So Vince comes at 10, I'll go and talk to him. Perhaps we can use smart space for that purpose and have all the demos of smart space here in the meeting room.
So you're proposing that smart space is a central meeting place?
No, for the orientation room where the people go and get that information, because we also need.
Okay. I don't know if we would want people actually streaming in and out of that room. It's kind of cramped. There's a lot of stuff laying around. I was almost thinking having people start down in the employee lounge area.
Right. That would have the food and the beverages and maps.
Oh, cool.
I call it employee lounge.
The bite-sized one. It's official.
Bite-sized one.
It has bites on it. Oh, that's a good idea.
You learn something new every day. I go home now.
So we could do the register, and that's good. That's right at the entrance to the book.
Yeah, we can put a couple tables out there. You know, if you have like abstracts or anything else, you can have sheets of paper about the different demos and stuff like that, so people can take the explanations and then go to the rooms with the maps.
Sure.
And I think we should cover maybe different entrance, because some people may come in from the other door. I mean, the employee lounge is good suggestion. I think if I'm the participant or coming in, I would really prefer the idea of like having a single sheet of a map location of where each of the projects, and just maybe have a list of the projects, because like if I only have 1 hour, I know this is called 11 to 1 or 2 or whatever, but if I only have 1 hour, I would like to look at the list of the programs, which one's more relevant, maybe which one's more interest to me. Oh, I could go to this one. This is like right here, room number 204, whatever. So like the map will have the location and then no abstract, but just only like the titles of the projects, because it's too crowded for one paper.
But
then
once you drill down.
When you go down there, then you have all, you know, maybe a brochure, maybe a sheet of paper overview or details about the projects and so on. Then you can talk to the person. And I really wish, because like when I walk out from the McCurry's group and ANTD group, I mean, I got some handouts from his group. Then it's kind of like a bit piece here. I mean, I really wish to have maybe have overall maybe a sheet of paper, have a different project point of contact. Then if I need to go back to maybe call them, and I know what project, who's working on those projects. So it kind of gives me a summary of speech, smart space. I mean, John, so I could, because like, when I get a different piece of paper, some of them don't have names. So I think, wait a minute, who should I call?
Yeah, but what you can do is you can have a double-sided piece of paper, too.
Yes.
You know, so one side has the map and the projects and stuff, and on the other side you can have maybe a little abstract and the key people for those demos. So when you walk and you're like this and this, then you walk in and you have a larger explanation of what's going on and stuff like that. And you can have them in the room and down in the entertainment center so that they can pick it up down there on the way in to read about it, or if they forget when they're in the room, they can pick it up down there on the way out.
How about this, that bring people to that room to get just one sheet, a very detailed sheet, the rooms, the name of project, and maybe one sentence in a description of that. And in the entrance of each of the labs, one sheet for each project, the project name, contact name, abstract of that project, and perhaps a URL of that. And then people can collect them, for each of the project. And then later, if they want to contact one person, so, go and come and see all the projects. But later say, oh, which project was that, or who was this, so they can go and refer to it and
you could do that. I think I end up from these things coming back with like this stack of stuff, which I'll never look at again.
Yeah, that's.
But if I had one, I think the idea of having the URL project is a good one. So we could have name of the project, contact person, URL of the project. Then they can get all the data that they need by typing that in. Yeah. And that reduces it to still a single sheet of paper.
I think before we make the final decisions on this, we need to decide how many projects
we're
going to highlight, because that's going to scope how we scale this thing. So.
Do you have any ideas in your group, in the place where you consider yourself? Are we going to consider it by groups or by programs?
Well, I know we want to cover the major programs, and maybe based on what people can volunteer easily, we can start filling in the demos and see where we are there, and see where people have projects or have given posters and have the posters, or they know it's going to be easy to create a poster type of a thing, and maybe we can flesh it out in that way.